Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a Subweight-style DJ intro drive in Ableton Live 12 for a drum and bass track. And the big idea here is simple. We want the intro to feel like it already has momentum before the drop even lands. So instead of starting empty and slowly filling space, we're going to make the intro feel useful for DJs, heavy in the low end, and alive with just enough motion to keep people leaning forward. Think weight first, detail second. That's the mindset. Now, before we build anything, drop a reference track into a separate audio lane at the top of your project. Pick something in the same family as your track, maybe a roller, a darker dancefloor intro, or a Neuro-style DJ tool. We're aiming for a 16-bar intro region, so mark that out and keep checking your pacing against it as you go. This is important, because drum and bass intros can get cluttered really fast, and a reference keeps your arrangement honest. Set up your core tracks next. You'll want a drum or a break track, a sub-bass track, a mid-bass or reese track, and an FX or Atmos track. If you need them, add return tracks for reverb and delay. While building, leave yourself about -6 dB of headroom on the master. That gives you room to resample and reshape without buffing yourself in. Now let's start with the bass, but not a full bass line. We want a sub first pulse. Load up operator or wavetable and make a very simple low-end source. Keep it basic. Sine or triangle for the main oscillator, and if you add anything else, keep it controlled. Use utility to keep the sound mono, right from the start. Program a short phrase over 2 bars. A good starting point is notes on the 1, the end of 2, and the 4. That kind of phrasing gives you drive without sounding too busy. Keep note lengths fairly short, maybe around 1/8 to 1/4 note, with a few slightly shorter hits for bounce. Then shape that sound a little. Add auto filter if you want the sub to stay clean and focused, and keep the low pass around 100 to 180 Hz if needed. A little saturator can help too, maybe just a small amount of drive to bring out the harmonics. If the low mids get muddy, use EQA to cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. The goal is not a huge bass sound on its own. The goal is a bass pulse that feels stable, weighty, and ready to be printed. And that brings us to the core trick, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Record that bass pulse for a few bars while you move the filter, adjust note lengths, maybe push the saturator a bit, and if your synth supports it, add a tiny bit of glide or pitch movement. What you're doing here is turning a MIDI idea into an audio performance. That's a huge difference. Once it's audio, you can edit it like a record element instead of treating it like a patch. When you've got a good take, trim the best sections into a loop. Now you have a printed bass texture, not just a sound source, that feels more committed, more finished, and more like something a DJ intro would actually use. You can fade clipped notes so they don't click, slice a hit into simpler if you want a playable one-shot, even reverse a tail for a little swell into the next phrase. If it stays tight, you can also stretch a tail slightly with warp. This is one of the reasons drum and bass respond so well to resampling. That printed, edited, bounced audio energy gives the intro personality. It makes the track feel like it's already in motion. Now build the rhythmic bed under it. Add a break, a drum loop, or your own edited break pattern. For a Subweight intro, keep it lean. You want kick and snare foundation. A few ghost notes, maybe some hats or shuffles, but not full drop density yet. Warp the break so it locks to tempo. If the low end is fighting the sub, high pass the break around 120 to 180 Hz with EQ8. You can use drum bus lightly too. Just enough to add punch and glue. Don't overdo boom unless the kick needs a little body, and even then, keep it disciplined. If the break is too busy, strip it back. In drum and bass, sometimes restraint creates more force than density. A lean break with ghost notes can feel more powerful because the listener fills in the missing movement. That's the trick. Now start making the bass and drums answer each other. This is where the intro starts to feel like it's rolling instead of looping. Let the bass hit on beat 1. Then leave space for the snare or break detail to answer on 2 or 4. Then bring the bass back with a shorter note at the end of the bar. Maybe leave a 1-beat gap before the next phrase. You can do this in MIDI by adjusting note lengths and velocities, or in audio by chopping the resampled bass clip and building spaces between hits. If you want, add a second layer like a restrained reese from Wavetable. Keep it filtered, keep it narrower, and keep it out of the sub range. This layer should support the weight, not replace it. Think low-mid pressure, not giant stereo blur. Now we move into the energy arc. A good DJ intro needs movement across the whole 16 bars, but that movement should feel controlled. Most of the motion can come from automation rather than adding more notes. Over the intro, automate the filter cutoff on the bass resample. Bring saturator drive up slightly in the final four bars. Add a little reverb send on selected percussion hits if you want some space. Throw a short echo on a snare or a transition hit. If you're automating width, keep it on FX and textures, not the sub. A simple energy map works well here. Bars 1 to 4 should be fairly closed, with minimal high end. Bars 5 to 8 can open up a little and bring in a subtle extra percussion layer. Bars 9 to 12 can add a texture stab and more saturation. Then bars 13 to 16 should announce the drop with a snare fill, a reverse hit, maybe a final bass push, and then a clean release into the drop. And keep the reverb short. In darker drum and bass, too much space can kill the pressure. You want room for DJ mixing, but you do not want the intro to turn foggy. Something around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds of decay can work nicely, with a little pre-delay to keep the hit defined. Now let's make the intro more interesting by adding texture layers. Duplicate the resampled bass track and process the copy into a grit layer. Use saturator, redux, frequency shifter, auto filter, or echo to give it movement and character. Then resample that again if it gives you something cool. High pass those texture layers around 150 to 250 Hz so they stay out of the sub. Let them live in the mids and highs. Bring them in only where needed. This is where you can get that bass machinery feel that works so well in darker drum and bass and neural-leaning tracks. It's attitude without clutter. At this point, you should start thinking like a DJ too. A strong intro isn't just musical. It's functional. It needs a clear pulse, predictable phrasing, and enough stability that another track can mix into it. So keep the first 8 bars steady. Don't reveal the whole drop too early. Save your strongest transition cue for bars 13 to 16. A clean arrangement for this might look like this. Bars 1 to 8, beat, sub pulse, and filtered break. Bars 9 to 12, extra percussion, a hint of reese, and texture rising. Bars 13 to 16, a fill, a reverse hit, a final push, and then the drop starts clean on bar 17. If you want a darker roller feel, keep the ending more minimal and let the drop speak louder. If you're leaning jungle, you can let the break get a little more active near the end, but still keep the low end disciplined. The main idea is the same. The intro should already feel like it's moving forward. A couple of quick teacher notes here. First, think in terms of contrast, not just density. If the intro feels weak, the answer is often cleaner low-mid balance or better groove placement, not more layers. Second, check the intro in mono early. If it falls apart when you remove stereo width, the section is relying too much on polish and not enough on core rhythm. And third, let the last two bars announce the drop. A tiny fill or reverse tail can do more than a massive riser if the intro already has steady momentum. Here's a good way to think about the whole process. The intro is a phrase ladder. Bar 1 to 4 establishes the pulse. 5 to 8 adds movement. 9 to 12 introduces edge. 13 to 16 prepares the transition. If each phrase has one clear job, the whole section feels intentional and easy to mix. If you want to push it further, try a ghost drop teaser in the last four bars. Briefly expose one drop element at a lower level, then cut it away. That little almost the drop moment can create a lot of tension without giving away the payoff. You can also use micro break edits, like slicing a one bar break into tiny pieces and rearranging just a couple of hits. Small changes like that can make the intro feel custom built instead of loop based. Now before you wrap, do a final check in mono. Listen for the low end drive, the groove, and the mix in usefulness. If the intro still feels heavy, clear, and confident without the stereo candy, you've done it right. And if the last four bars feel like they're pulling you toward the drop, even better. So the big takeaway is this. In drum and bass, the best intros feel like the track is already rolling before the drop arrives. Build around sub weight, resample for character, use break edits and ghost percussion for motion, and automate your energy over 16 bars so the whole intro has a clear arc. That's the sub weight approach. Clean, heavy, DJ friendly, and ready to slam into the drop.